He had a pick last year against Carson Wentz. Is he going to do a little more damage this week?
Yes, sir, definitely. And they got some key guys this year. Bought in some big-time receivers, so they're throwing the ball a little bit more, but definitely looking to get out there Sunday.
Have you had a history of covering Alshon Jeffries? Tell us a little bit about him.
I think he's one of your bigger guys, you know, that exceptional at the jump ball. You know, like to throw a lot of balls up to him and let him make a play. You know, he's physical in his route running, you know. So I think the main thing is you got to challenge him. You got to get in his face. If you kind of play off of him and let him do what he want to do, that plays to his favor.
You know, I was telling the guys earlier, we used to play Philly, and you'd be mad just because you had to go to Philadelphia. Yeah. You were always angry with Philadelphia. You just wanted to get after him, and it was a rivalry game. I didn't care about Dallas or Washington. Philly always bothered me. Like, what's going on with the team and with you when it comes down to Philadelphia?
I think it's that's one of the big games. I've been on both sides, you know. I played there. Mm-hmm. I know how they feel about the Giants, and I know how we feel about them, you know. And it's definitely a battle. I can tell you that we're going into a hostile environment, and if you ain't right, man, it'll get ugly.
Talk about the role that you're playing. There are sometimes we see you at safety. Sometimes you're a slot corner. Sometimes you're a corner. Is that a lot of fun for you to be able to play multiple positions? And how does that, I guess, help you and this defense in terms of the different things you are, the different people you can cover?
I think it gives us, like, matchups, you know, different matchups. But it helps me because the more I play in the slot, the more disciplined I become. You know, outside, you can tend to get away with a lot of things, you know, but when you're in that slot, you know, you got to be focused. That throws a lot better. So I think it helped me to really be disciplined in my game because I'm a guy that like to bait the quarterback and try to do some things with my ability. But it's hard in that slot. So lining me up everywhere, I think it made me a more complete football player.
The fact that you've been playing a little safety, is that why you've been forcing so much off the edge?
Yeah, I ain't allowed. When it was first presented, I thought, I was like, well, I don't know what they got going. I don't know about being back there. I know how it is back there, but you can see the field a lot better. Yeah. You know, that vision, seeing that quarterback, especially if you get a quarterback that can stare it down, yeah, it's a lot of fun back there.
Obviously, the start of the season, the defense, the way you guys were playing in the second half of the year last year was off the charts. It's not been the smoothest start defensively. What are some of the things that you guys feel you have to improve upon?
Third down, you know, that's the biggest thing. You know, I think we coach put up a stat today. We're like 26 in the NFL in third down, and coming off a season where we're like top five. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, just getting off the field and giving the ball back to our offense, to get them opportunities. And another thing is, you know, I look at the guys that we have on that defense. I don't think enough plays are being made. You know, I think we're a team that feeds off that. You know, anytime you catch a pick, get a sack, or cause a fumble or something, you know, the team just we just take off. And like I told, we had a meeting with just the guys that we call ourselves the playmakers. You know, Snacks, OV, JPP, Landon, Janoris, you know, even Eli Apple. You know, it got to come between us. You know, and that's the only way we're gonna get a spark. That's how we feel right now.
I like that. Now, when you guys come together, the playmakers, when you guys are fired up about it, you make some kind of commitment, and you can't say a ransom or anything like on the air, but you got something going on, a kangaroo court,
yes,
so
sir,
to speak.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Definitely, we got some perks. So. Hey, some stuff.
I want to ask you about one more thing that has nothing to do with football per se, but you really have taken a very proactive role as far as giving back, whether it's the backpacks for the kids, getting ready for school, but a lot of things. Where does that passion come from for you?
I think just childhood memories. You know, I was always fortunate I seen Peter Ward do it one time when I was going to the Boys and Girls Club, and that always stuck out with me. You know, I got to come back to an area that really doesn't have nothing, don't have no growth, no resources. You know, and I always told myself if I was ever in a position, I'm going to continue that. And, you know, and I think I learned from just watching him growing up.
Former wide receiver, right, for the Bengals,
yes,
Peter
Warren.
Yeah. DRC, we appreciate what you do, obviously, for a lot of kids and a lot of communities around the area, and obviously your game. Good luck on Sunday.
Hey, appreciate it.